Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
In this edition of Legal Nurse Podcast, which I call Iyer's Insights, I explain a little bit more about neuromarketing. This is NLP 183 called Legal Nurse Consulting and Neuromarketing. This is Pat Iyer. Our guest, Takanori Endo, explained the basics in our podcast, LNP 182. A lot of people, including me, are unfamiliar with the term neuromarketing, but we do know that marketing companies study our reactions to marketing messages. You may remember the times when car companies put pretty girls next to the cars to send the message that if you got the car, you'd get the girl. They knew that a pretty girl would get a certain number of viewers' attention. Neuromarketing is a commercial marketing communications field, according to Wikipedia. It applies neuropsychology to marketing research. As nurses, we know the phrase within the context of neuropsychological testing of patients who have some type of brain disorder. But in a marketing context, the research is used to study the reactions of consumers to marketing stimuli. The researchers look at the sensory motor, the cognitive, and the affective responses to the stimuli. For example, if you look at a steaming plate of French fries, does that cause salivation? Or is a smiling baby creating a response? Researchers may use EEGs or functional MRIs to observe the reactions of test subjects. Now, how do you apply this to your legal nurse consulting business? You won't be handing out French fries, but you do pay attention to how attorneys react to your products and services. For example, when I exhibited at attorney conferences, I gave out blue pens that were printed with my logo. The pen looked and felt expensive and elegant, and attorneys love them. The company that made the pen suggested I also purchase the matching letter opener. It was the same color, but smaller than the pen. It had an opaque cover over the blade. I ordered a minimum quantity to test them out. I watched attorneys react to the letter opener. They recoiled when they saw the sharpness of the blade and nervously made comments about the ability to stab other people. Once that batch of letter openers was gone, I did not reorder. The letter opener produced an affective reaction, but not one that I wanted to encourage. How do you apply neuromarketing principles to your marketing? I've translated some of the more relevant concepts into legal nurse consulting language. Here are 15 tips. Let me stop for a moment and help you get some perspective on this before continuing the show. I want to emphasize that you don't have to figure all of this out on your own. One of my newest books ramps up your knowledge of marketing with four sections: marketing foundations, marketing online, marketing with stories, and marketing with exhibiting. The book is called How to Get More Clients: Marketing Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. It's part of my Creating a Successful LNC Practice series. You may order this book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series, and we'll ship it right to you. You can get a 25% discount on the book by using the code LISTENED in the promo code box. and that tells us you heard about this book through our podcast. Great, right? That link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And that's all one word. Now, let's continue with the show. First point, use easy-to-read fonts and instructions when you want to encourage an attorney to act. The harder it is to read something, the less likely the person will do so. On your LNC website, your contact form should be very simple. Click here to request a phone call with our LNC. Or fill out your name and email and best phone number. Number two, use more complex fonts sparingly to grab attention. You can boost recall of the information when you use a complex font. Third, if you use photos on your marketing materials, look at the direction of the image. What I mean by that is if you have a face of a person who is looking off to the right, make sure there is something placed on the page that the person could be viewing. Your viewers will look at what the person is looking at. That is where to put strong content. Fourth point, get a double whammy by having a baby looking at something. Your viewers will focus on what the baby is seeing. Fifth, use photos of smiling people. Research shows that images which improve the viewer's mood are more effective than more serious images. Sixth, packaging counts. Make your brand images look as professional as possible. Avoid homegrown marketing materials. It is so easy to uplevel your image by outsourcing graphic design work to workers at sites like Fiverr or Upwork. Number seven, study the associations we have with colors. Red and yellow equal fast food. They would not be the colors to put on your LNC website. Think about McDonald's and Burger King with their yellow and red colors. Consider the use of color in your materials. Cool blue, for example, is associated with trust and attracts professionals. My letterhead used an attractive blue color, and there is blue in all of my logos for all of my websites, including LNCacademy.com, LNCEU.com, and LegalNurseBusiness.com, as well as PatIyer.com. Attorneys can become paralyzed into indecision if you offer them too many choices. That's the eighth point. Would you like me to screen the case for merit, do a chronology, create a timeline, find you an expert, perform a literature search, or prepare demonstrative evidence? Whoa! The attorney backs away. Start with a simple choice of two options. Attorneys do not want to lose out. This is the ninth point. They are just as preoccupied about missing the opportunity to work with well-qualified LNCs as they are about what they can gain. You might say, I'm able to take on two new clients this month. I'd love for you to be one of them if you can reach a decision about using my services. 10. Anchoring is important. The first piece of information you give a client is highly important. Think about how this sounds. Yes, I'm confident that I can help you with this case. That's a strong response when you first begin talking to an attorney. Compare that with, well, let's find out more so I see if I might be able to help. 11. Fast and convenient. Don't you love instant gratification? Last year I had a leak under my sink. My handyman was there within minutes. He happened to be across the street when I called him. That is as close to instant gratification as you can get, I told him. Your clients want fast, convenient service. When they ask, when do you think you can get this done? They really want to hear yesterday. Neuromarketers study website design to find out what viewers find attractive. That's the 12th point. Use testimonials to draw in more clients. Comments of your clients are considered more credible than anything that you can write. Scatter the comments throughout your site for greatest impact. 13, use trust shields. These are things like membership in the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants, Better Business Bureau membership, and other awards to build trust. Number 14, statistics can be persuasive, including the number of your clients, the number of your subcontractors, or the number of states where you have clients. I made a point of sharing that my LNC business got 150 new cases in every year. It had 85% customer retention rate. We had 200 expert witnesses under contract, and we had clients in 36 states. We billed more than $1 million a year for the last 5 years that I owned the business. Don't you think that was important when I talked to potential buyers? Point number 15, pricing models affect attorneys' perceptions. You can often sell lower priced services by having a higher priced option. The second most expensive option seems more affordable. For example, you might have a rush fee that goes into effect if the attorney wants the work completed within 21 days. I can't tell you the number of attorneys who committed to sending me cases if they could get assurance it would be done in 22 days. If this content intrigues you, do some more reading about the topic. Sign up for our choice of getting podcast transcripts. I've added some resource links to the bottom of this one. It's fast and convenient to get the transcripts. I'll bet you can read faster than I can talk. If you picked up on the neuromarketing phrase fast and convenient, kudos to you. Go to this link to subscribe for the transcripts. http://lnc.tips/subscribe podcast. That's all one word. http://lnc.tips/subscribe podcast. And be sure to get a copy of How to Get More Clients, Marketing Secrets for LNCs. This is the link for that book, http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And use the coupon code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on the book. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with the new Ayers Insights and with a new interview with a brand new person on Monday of next week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayers' resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.